You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
We will only solve the problem of fiscal responsibility and getting our fiscal house in order if the public is supportive.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at the issues behind the news. This week, the nation, the deficit, and the debt.
As the nation continues to climb out of the recession, it's plagued by skyrocketing debt and a record-high deficit with no end in sight. Government officials and financial experts agree that the situation is both unsustainable and detrimental to the nation's well-being, saying that the U.S. needs to plot a course of strategic belt-tightening and get its fiscal house in order. Economic Studies Senior Fellow Alice Rivlin takes a closer look.
Alice, our national debt and deficit continue to escalate, and we're feeling it in every bit of the economy, in the workplace. Everybody's hurting. If this trend continues unabated, we're going to be feeling this pain for quite some time to come. So what's the situation?
We are in serious trouble looking down the road because we are scheduled, we are on track to spend more than the government is taking in taxes. And the gap between spending and revenues is rising. So the government will have to borrow more and more as we look ahead. Now, that's not a sustainable situation. We can't go on increasing our debt, paying interest on that debt. Indeed, we probably can't even borrow that much. Ultimately, our creditors will refuse to lend us as much as we are now scheduled to have to borrow. So we're in an unsustainable situation, and we have to do something about it. When you're spending more than you're taking in, there are actually only two choices. It's very simple. You can either spend less, or you can raise revenues, and we're probably going to have to do both. Almost certainly.
Is it fair to say that we're way past talking and it's time for lawmakers to take action?
Politicians never want to vote for anything difficult like raising taxes or cutting spending. So it's very hard to talk about those issues, especially in an election year, but in any year. So we have to have a new kind of conversation in which the American people actually say, look, we don't want to go into debt so heavily. We don't want to ruin the future of our economy. And the politicians have simply got to get together and agree on a compromise package that will slowly, over time, reduce the projected debt. We need to stabilize the growth of the debt first. That's the first thing to do, and then get it coming down. Now, where should we stabilize it? In the last few years, the debt as a percentage of our economy, as a percentage of GDP, has risen from under 40%, which was not particularly worrisome, to over 60%, and the really worrisome thing is that it's on track to go to 80 or 100 if we don't do something about it. Now, what's driving that is several things, but mostly the expenses of Medicare and Medicaid for an aging population with rising medical costs. Social Security plays into this too, but it is really the promises made to older people under Medicare and Medicaid about health care that are driving the spending up faster than the economy is growing.
How do our financial woes impact on our standing in the global community as an economic power, as a worthy credit risk?
If we go on borrowing at the projected rates, we will have a hard time actually raising the money, and we will endanger our standing as a world power. We are seeing already examples of countries that lived dramatically beyond their means. Greece is the current example. Now, we're not Greece, but we have a lot in common with Greece. We have spent more as a government than we were taking in, and we have made more promises than we could afford to deliver. That's basically the Greek story. And they are having to cut back and to raise more revenue. We will have to do the same. We are a much stronger, wealthier economy with better credit around the world. So it need not be as hard for us as it is for some of the struggling economies like Greece. But the idea is the same.
Is there a sense about how voters feel on this issue? Is this something that will be reflected in the polls come election time?
People get it. They understand that this is a problem, that it demands a compromise solution. And I think in this upcoming election, the message from the voters may well be to politicians, get on with it. Do something. We want to see some action.
Alice, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
At Brookings is produced by the Brookings Institution. To learn more about the issues discussed on At Brookings, visit our website at brookings.edu.